Welcome to KJV Cafe. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen. Each episode of the cafe is dedicated to studying the Bible verse by verse from Genesis through Revelation. Your host here at the cafe is Bible teacher Clark Covington. Looks like the coffee is hot and ready, so let's get started.
Amen. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to the cafe. This is actually the second time I'm recording this because the first time I was going to call KJV Cafe KBG Cafe or something. So bear with me as my son knocks over something in the background. All right. So here we are in Genesis 6. We're finishing it here. I think we're going to finish it today, Lord willing. And we're going to look here at Genesis 6, 18 through 22. I'm going to read these verses and we're going to discuss the idea of the fear of God. That's something I want to touch on I didn't get to last time. Verse 18 of Genesis 6, kind of the concluding part here. But with thee will I establish my covenant. This is God speaking to Noah. And thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. I've heard a great message. This really blessed me one time on how God loves to save families. And I love that. And we see here, God isn't speaking to the wife. He isn't speaking to the kids. He's speaking to Noah. And he's saying, I'm saving your whole family. And I love that. That's God's love. Because God knows how much our families mean to us. And you see that picture here in 18 so succinctly of Genesis 6. God says, I'm going to save you. You're coming into my ark. Your sons, your wife, your sons' wives. And no, each child, they're responsible to work out their faith. With fear and trembling, amen. I know that. But man, that's just the beauty of God. I pray the Lord that I'm right with him, and I pray for my family. What was Job doing early in the morning? He was praying for his kids who may have sinned against God. And that's it's such a big deal. You know, I always tell my kids, I much rather be hurt myself than have to see them hurt. I mean, I cannot deal with it. And they get hurt all the time. So it's like they love to punish their dad. Because I, as a parent, it just tears you up. And to think of the Lord's judgment and to think here is judgment's coming. And he doesn't just save Noah. He could have just said, Noah, you're the only one. He saves the household. Oh, I love God. I love that. Verse 19, and every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort, shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. That makes sense, right? Of fowls after their kind, of cattle after their kind, of creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. All food that's eaten. I think they were plant-based at this time. I got to go that route, amen, that they were plant-based. Because all food that was eaten, gather it. You know, you gather plants, you gather grains. I guess you could gather animals, but it kind of differentiates from the cattle, the creeping thing, etc., and says, now get your food and gather it. And it'll be food for thee and for them. Again, what are you feeding the animals? Are you feeding them other animals? No, you're probably feeding them plant-based. Okay. Verse 22, thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Don't miss verse 22. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Noah was obedient to everything. We are to take a page out of Noah's book and be obedient to God in all things and all ways, not some things. Okay. So if you look at this in a vacuum, you see God establishing a covenant with Noah and things getting very serious. There's God saying, look, I was serious when I told you I'm wiping out the earth. So we're going to need a male and female of all the animals. I mean, you could just imagine Noah kind of reckoning in his mind. Okay, so you're going to save these animals so they repopulate on the new earth after you flood it. You know, like you're starting thinking, this is getting real. This isn't just like God's warning and then people are going to repent. Like Nineveh, God was going to tear it down, but Jonah came after he got out of that belly of the whale, probably looking pretty ridiculous. He comes from the belly of the whale. Some say that he would have been green from being in that belly. He comes and says, God's going to judge you. And they all repent and God waits and doesn't judge them at that time. But here, you see, when you start seeing, okay, no, this is what you're going to do, you start realizing God's not playing. This isn't like an exercise. This is going to happen. And so Noah was obedient. But when you look at this in a vacuum, you see that man did not fear God, right? That man didn't fear God. So man was living so violently and wickedly, they didn't fear God. And we've talked a lot about how they weren't that far from him in terms of the generations of Cain and so forth. Because back then they were living 900 years. So what we see is man didn't fear God. And what we see is that led to a very bad situation, to death. Proverbs 9:10, there's many verses on the fear of God, but Proverbs 9:10 is a good one. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. When we fear God, we are blessed with life. Noah feared God and was obedient, and he was blessed with, you know, with his life. When we fear God, you know, being a Christian can be scary. I'll be honest, there are times that I've dealt with fear and anxiety walking with God that I hadn't, you know, as someone that was in the world for many years. You know, one good part of that, I suppose, is it's the fear of God, that idea, that reverence to God. The Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. To reverence God, to fear God, means that we are obedient to do what God wants us to do. Noah feared God, and verse 22 tells us he did all that God asked him to do. We'll take a break, and we're going to wrap up this chapter. We come back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to KJV Cafe. We encourage you to look us up on your favorite podcast app and subscribe to our channel on YouTube. Now let's get back to some more in-depth Bible study.
All right, here we are. Salvation at that time came by what? It came by the ark. This is just kind of some overarching thoughts as we wrap up Genesis 6. Salvation at that time came by the ark. Today, salvation comes by Jesus. The ark is a picture of who Jesus is, the one that saves us. The Bible tells us we're saved only by Jesus. Okay? We only come to the Father by Jesus. God was providing all that Noah would need in the ark. And when we think of Jesus, I got this one from gotquestions.org. I thought this was a beautiful statement. And I don't know if he got it from somewhere else, but either way, it's just genius. God was providing all that Noah would need on the ark. Spiritually, we have all we need in Jesus. Think about that. We have everything we need in Jesus. I mentioned before the break, sometimes I deal with fear and anxiety like I hadn't dealt with as a younger person, as a lost person. And guess what? What do? I pray and I read the Bible, and God relieves me of that burden every single day, multiple times a day, by praying and reading the Bible. Spiritually, I have all I need in Jesus. You have all you need in Jesus if you've been saved. Spiritually, just as the ark had everything they needed to survive the global deluge, the global flood, they had their food, they had fellowship, they even had a little sunlight through that window. They had everything they needed, amen. For as long as they needed it, they had everything. Just because God provided in that ark, Jesus Christ fulfills us spiritually as we're saved from him. That water, that like he told the woman at the well, he gives us water, spiritual water, that we'll never thirst again. Why do we need salvation? Judgment is coming. The time of Noah, God outlines over and over again, not only that there was violence and wickedness, but it was so bad that it came up to him, and it was so bad that he was going to kill everything that breathes and every animal. It's very explicit, okay? So judgment was coming with the flood, and as we understand, it did come. It came really fast and really bad, and no one survived. These last days, the judgment is coming. And you may wonder, what is the judgment? For time's sake, I'm just going to kind of give you this on a very overview type of level. The judgment is the rapture, the tribulation, and the millennial reign of Christ. There is going to be a heavenly time in the future where the judgment's already been done. But we are in the last days, this what's called the age of grace, where God's allowing those that would believe in him to be saved. Then there is the rapture. What happens in the rapture? We believe in a pre-tribulation rapture here at the cafe, which means that we're brought up to be with the Lord before the tribulation takes place. And also the Bible talks about how we get our reward when Jesus comes. So I believe that's also the time of our reward. So the rapture happens, we get our reward, we're with the Lord, and the 7-year period, the worst time ever on earth, is tribulation. And then after that tribulation period, Christ comes back, he wipes out his enemies, we have the millennial reign of Christ. That's 1,000 years, obviously. And then you have the devil that's loosed for a season to gather up all of those unbelievers that were left from living out the tribulation, or kids of those that lived out the tribulation. And those all are cast away, and then you have the heavenly state, the eternal state, as we understand that the Bible gave us, which is peace and perfection. So the judgment is imminent. The rapture is imminent. Everything that needs to happen, as I understand it, has already happened, amen, for the rapture to occur, and I believe it's going to happen very, very soon. I believe all the signs point to it happening very, very soon. The flood was imminent then. The judgment of Christ is imminent as well. Noah simply believed and trusted God, and he was saved. We see this as an example for in the New Testament for believers here today. Hebrews 11:7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. Isn't that interesting? We just talked about the fear of God. Prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Being warned of things not seen yet. We can't see God's judgment on the earth. A lot of what we're seeing here today is just a consequence of sin, the devil's hand, and so forth. We're not seeing God's judgment yet. We're told about it in the Bible. And if you start really breaking down what's going to happen, it is absolutely terrifying, and you don't want to be part of it. Amen. Verse 19, God's in the details again. He's saying, bring two of every kind, saving the animals he created. And interestingly here, he's using man in his plan of salvation. He could have just recreated these animals, but he wanted to do it this way. He told Noah to go ahead and do it this way. And just as God used Noah in his plan of salvation then, God is using us in his plan of salvation today to tell others about Christ before it's eternally too late. He could reveal himself to others. He could, you know, win them to himself in any number of ways, but he is choosing to use us to allow us a heavenly reward, to allow us to be part of this story of eternity by witnessing to others and to help us to understand what the purpose of our life is. It is to bring glory to Christ and win others to him. The idea of being fruitful and bearing spiritual fruit, amen? That only happens when we're first obedient and close to God. We can't do anything without him. We see God's provision. He provided everything that Noah needed to prepare to build the ark and what he would need on the ark. So we see God's provision in the text here. And we see that God has foresight, that he knew in advance how long the flood would be. God knows the future. You know, he's telling Noah, this is what you're going to need. You're going to need this, this, and this, and you're going to have it done this, in this way. If we listen to God, if we have that fear and respect of God, we will understand what we need in this life to be okay, because he knows what's ahead. I don't know what's ahead. If I think about what's ahead, I may feel kind of anxious about it. So therefore, I trust the Lord that God's already seen what's ahead, and that whatever God sees that is what's ahead, he's going to prepare me for it each and every day as I'm obedient to him, even if I don't understand what he's doing. There were things that surely Noah didn't understand at that time, but later on, it probably rang pretty true. You know, there was things not in this text, I'm sure, that God told Noah, you know, bring this or that on the boat. He didn't know, but at the time, you know what? When it happened, he said, oh, praise God. Now I see God's plan playing out. We see Noah's obedience. And this is all it takes from us today, is to be obedient, to trust God and be obedient, right? That's all we have to do. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, written by Solomon, the wisest man to ever live, the son of King David. This is the wisest man. God gave him wisdom like we can't even understand. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Fear God, keep his commandments. Noah feared God, and what God commanded Noah to do, he did it all. You see that there in Genesis 6, the last verse, verse 22. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him. So did he. That's it. Noah's an example of what Solomon's telling us in the book of Ecclesiastes, that we are to fear God and keep his commandments. And if those folks at that time feared God and kept his commandments, that ark would have been full of people. But because they didn't fear God, and they couldn't keep his commandments because they didn't fear him. They didn't reverence him. They didn't believe as they should. And so what happened was they faced the wages of sin. They engaged in sin. They flirted with sin. They danced with sin, and they got the wages of sin, which is death. Let us never make that mistake. Let us turn to God today, seek him with our whole hearts, and then we'll be like Noah and we'll be saved from this fallen earth. Thank you so much for listening. Take care. God bless. Amen.
Thanks for spending time with us today at the cafe. We would love to hear from you. You can email Brother Clark directly at clark@enduringpromise.org. See you again tomorrow. Same time, same place.